Hey, before this episode, I just want to tell you, I know you like listening to the audio podcast, but did you know there's now a video podcast? It's on YouTube. Just search my name, Abe Cannon, or youtube.com/AbeCannon, AbeCannon. And if you're listening on iTunes or wherever you're listening, leave a nice review, give us a rating. That'd be pretty nice of you. Thank you. I can't believe it's been 3 years of AEW. Dynamite tonight, the 3 year anniversary, 7 o'clock Chicago time on TBS. Also this Sunday, Double or Nothing, finally, CM Punk, our very own, gets his title shot against Adam Hangman Page. And I'm joined by the president, the founder, the man who created AEW, Tony Khan. Tony, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Abe. It's great to talk to you again.
Man, Tony, you number one, you did something that couldn't be done. You brought back CM Punk. So I have to thank you for that. That would have never happened without you.
Thank you. It's great to have CM Punk back in wrestling, and he's worked his way up the ladder, and now he's put himself in the best position possible as the number one contender. And we've got this huge match coming this weekend. Hangman Page, the world champion, versus CM Punk, the number one contender. Huge title fight on Sunday. And tonight on TBS, we're celebrating 3 years of AEW. And doing it on AEW Dynamite at 7 p.m. Central Time. Should be a great show tonight, and I think it's going to be some great action ahead of what should be one of the biggest events of the year this weekend on Sunday on pay-per-view.
3 years ago, you were a fan of wrestling. 3 years later now, you're running AEW. Can you believe this happened, first of all?
It's unbelievable. I'm still a huge fan of wrestling, and I think all over Chicago, there's so many great wrestling fans, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to launch AEW is because there were wrestling fans all over the world who I felt would be willing to get into a show, would follow a weekly show, would be excited to buy pay-per-views and merchandise, come to live events, buy toys. You know, eventually we're going to have a great video game coming out, and I felt like there were wrestling fans all over the world calling for this. And you know, as far as just getting organized and putting a company together, building a promotion, and most importantly, getting a TV partner to work with us, it's all come together so great. And it's crazy. It's been 3 years, but we've done so much in 3 years also. And now to come back to where it all began in Las Vegas and, you know, have again, Chicago's favorite son, the Second City Saint, the best in the world, CM Punk. He was out for 7 years from pro wrestling. And over the past almost a year, we've seen him really work his way up to the top of the ladder, earn this title shot. And he's going to wrestle the greatest champion we've had and probably the best champion, I think, in pro wrestling today, Hangman Page. He has taken on all comers. He won the title from Kenny Omega at Full Gear in the kind of the grandest style possible, I think. It was the culmination of, at that point, certainly the greatest rivalry we'd had in AEW between Kenny Omega and Hangman Page. And Hangman hasn't slowed down as the champion. You know, and I think it's like two trains heading for each other.
Really is. And, you know, I'm so happy because I think I'm 40. You're a little bit younger than me. But you and I were both watching Saturday Night's Main Event. You and I were both going to the video store, renting all the videos. You and I were wrestling fans our whole lives. And for a fan like you to be able to take what you did, and like now you own Ring of Honor, so you own the tape. So like, I feel like it's someone like you that we need to preserve the dignity of pro wrestling. Because without someone like you, I think all this, I don't know what would happen. I don't know what would happen with pro wrestling without Tony Khan.
Well, thank you, Abe. I really appreciate it. Well, we'll get a chance to find out tonight what's happening with AEW tonight on Dynamite. It's a huge week for us. Again, the show starts at 7 Central. And ever since we moved to TBS, I think we've had great lineups, great cards. And this is definitely no exception tonight. Just a stacked show tonight, big matches. I'm still going to make big announcements tonight. There's a lot still to come on a big pay-per-view week. And, you know, you never know what surprises could turn up.
Oh, I surprises tonight on Dynamite, you're saying?
I never said that. I said you never know when surprises could turn up. And, you know, it's a big week and the week of a pay-per-view. I think that, you know, it's going to certainly the week of a pay-per-view, a lot of crazy things happen. You never know what's going to happen. But I know for sure there's going to be a lot of great wrestling tonight. And, you know, the card is just stacked from top to bottom. And one of the things, in addition to all the great matches on tonight's show people are looking forward to, is the world champion Hangman Page coming face-to-face with CM Punk tonight on Dynamite on TBS.
CM Punk hasn't had one bad moment in AEW. Everything he's done, he went from Darby to he was with Eddie Kingston, MJF. MJF and CM Punk, maybe the greatest feud. It has to be in the top five in wrestling history, that what you guys pulled off in that feud. That was amazing.
Thank you.
That's
really high praise. I mean, you know, for especially for a lifelong fan like you. And I didn't come on expecting you to say that, so that's really kind. That's the highest of praise to say that. And I for me, I agree. It's certainly the greatest thing I've been involved with in, you know, in AEW's 3-year history. You know, you start and end talking about CM Punk versus MJF. And of course, it was the great win that CM Punk got that put him in this position. And again, I think, you know, when you talk about AEW history, you probably also start and end pretty close to the beginning of the chapter and the end of the chapter. You got to talk about Hangman Page and Kenny Omega, who were great world tag team champions, great partners, and took that, built a rivalry. And of course, they went to the Eliminator Tournament, Full Gear 2020, met in the finals, and it ended up leading to Kenny Omega dominating AEW for almost a year. Hangman Page, then his former partner, was the person who knocked him off. I think those rivalries, certainly Kenny Omega, Hangman Page, and MJF, CM Punk, are our greatest rivalries. And we saw Hangman Page come out on top of Kenny Omega. We saw CM Punk get the win over MJF at Revolution. And now it's time for the champion versus the number one contender on Sunday, the big title fight everybody's been waiting for on Memorial Day weekend.
I'm expecting to see Kenny Omega take on the... I'm predicting a CM Punk victory. I don't know. That's my guy. I'm predicting Don Callis, Kenny Omega come out after and start up a feud with CM Punk. A CM Punk, Kenny... These CM Punk feuds, man, are the... This is... I can't believe CM Punk is doing his best work ever. And I was a massive CM Punk fan. I interviewed CM Punk in studio the night before the Money in the Bank when he left the crowd with the title. And I asked him, I said, if Alberto Del Rio comes out to cash in, what are you going to do? He's like, I'll probably just run through the crowd. And that's exactly what he did. So I've been to all of CM Punk's biggest moments. I was at Money in the Bank. I was at the first dance in the United Center on a whim. CM Punk sold out the United Center. You guys kind of said he was coming back. You didn't say it. You kind of said it. He sold out the United Center in minutes. I was at CM Punk's first match against Darby Allin. Amazing. I was live at CM Punk MJF in Chicago. The first match. That was a great match. The dog collar match. Oh, my God. These CM Punk moments that you're creating. And it just shows you what happens when you have someone like you who's a real visionary. You allow the talent to have real input on what they're doing. And you could tell they love what they're doing because they're involved in it. They're not being forced to do something.
Yep. Well, for us, I think we've got a great, great group of wrestlers here. We have a lot of great minds backstage, and we've been able to put on great shows. I think for those who haven't seen a lot of AEW, you can check it out tonight on TBS. We're on, like I said, 7 o'clock Central Time. We have a great 2-hour show tonight on TBS, and there's going to be great matches. Some of the biggest stars in AEW in action tonight ahead of the big pay-per-view weekend. And of course, the match everybody's talking about, especially in Chicago, you got the world champion Hangman Page and the number one contender CM Punk coming face to face tonight, man, on Dynamite. There's so much to be excited about in the world of wrestling. And I think, yeah, you're absolutely right, Abe. I think the fans in Chicago especially believe CM Punk is wrestling at the highest level he's ever wrestled at. He's doing his best work today in 2022. And it's really, I think, it's obviously largely in part due to him, his hard work, his mindset, his toughness. But it's also due to the fans in Chicago and the fans around the world that called for this, that wanted to see CM Punk back, and frankly wanted to see CM Punk back in AEW, taking on all the top stars of today, and that's what we've seen. You know, he's taken on some of the top young wrestlers. He took on some of the top veterans. You know, he came in early, wrestled young stars like Darby Allin and Daniel Garcia, and then
Powerhouse Hobbs.
Powerhouse Hobbs, a great example. That's a great, great example at Grand Slam. Thank you, Abe.
Dustin Rhodes. And, I mean, he's wrestling. He's going back and forth, like you said. Yep, veterans, like you, yeah, young exactly. talent.
Everyone. Veterans, Dustin Rhodes, Eddie Kingston.
Man, that Eddie. Man. Hey, wait, can we just go back? That, number one, Tony, I interviewed CM Punk, like, I don't know. I've interviewed him a bunch of times, but the last time I talked to him, I said, those Muay Thai shorts that CM Punk wore against Eddie Kingston are the greatest wrestling shorts I've ever seen. I told him he should wear those all the time. He said he doesn't like the way they look. But those are the coolest wrestling shorts I've ever seen. The ones he wore against awesome. Eddie Kingston. Those were so cool. Yeah. He should wear those every... Those look great. I don't know why he doesn't wear them.
Yeah, they looked really cool. He looked badass in that match versus Eddie Kingston at Full Gear. That was a great match.
Man.
And you know, so I completely agree. It's a great look. He's had a few great looks. You know, the trunks, the long boys, the shorts. He's really come back, this reinvented CM Punk, and again, as strong as ever. And, you know, I think it's all been building to a big moment like this, and our champion, certainly on the greatest run of his career, too, which, like I said, it's like two freight trains heading for a collision. We've got the Hangman taking on all comers. He beat the best champion we've had yet, and I think now Hangman has been the best champion today with those wins over Kenny Omega, Brian Danielson, Lance Archer, Dante Martin, beat Takeshita in a great match last week.
Kenny Omega. And his matches with Adam Cole, Lance Archer, Dante Martin, his one-on-one singles match at the pay-per-view, and then the Texas Death match on Rampage. Just a great run for Hangman Page. And now I think it's the match so many fans have wanted to see for a long time. You know, Hangman Page triumphed against his top rival,
Danielson, and we've seen CM Punk win after match. Like we said, these huge matches culminating in the big win over MJF. And, you know, he's really earned this position. I think he's the number one contender. And when he came back, fans wanted dream matches like this. But I think what's great about AEW is instead of just handing CM Punk the top spot, he came in and really has earned a position as a number one contender. He's earned a shot at the title by beating so many of the top stars here in great matches. And what a run it's been. Like you said, I think it's been the best run of his career so far. But I would say the same thing for the champion, Hangman.
And as excited as I'm about, you know, that match, MJF and Wardlow, I might be more excited about that match. That's how stacked this card is on Sunday.
Well, you don't know. Now, tonight, we'll see. Wardlow's going to get in a steel cage with Sean Spears. And we don't know for sure it's going to be MJF versus Wardlow this weekend. You're going to have to watch Dynamite tonight and see the steel cage match between Wardlow and Sean Spears. Wardlow still has a big test ahead of him to determine if he's going to wrestle MJF this weekend at the pay-per-view. So there's a lot still to come ahead of this weekend.
Is there anything, is this a work with MJF, or is there really issues with you and him staying in AEW?
I mean, I think he's one of our best wrestlers. I'm thrilled to have him here. He's been vocal at times, you know, adamant that he wants a new contract. We haven't exactly figured it all out, but I think he's one of our best stars. So I think what's very real is this is one of the best wrestlers in the world, and I'm hopeful we'll have a great match with him at the pay-per-view this weekend, but you're going to have to watch Dynamite tonight on TBS to find out what's going to happen there. And there's a lot of great things on Dynamite on TBS tonight. We haven't talked yet about the Owen Hart tournament, which has been such an important part of the AEW television recently. And I really think has, you know, built up to some big matches tonight. And for sure, we know it's going to culminate in a great final, no matter who wins tonight's matches. We know it's going to be a great final, no matter what tonight's results are. You got Samoa Joe wrestling Kyle O'Reilly.
That's going to be a great match.
Yeah, both of them had great matches last week to get here too. Samoa Joe versus Johnny, and obviously with Kyle O'Reilly versus Phoenix, that was a great match. And our women's semifinal tonight, I'm really excited about also with Toni Storm versus Dr. Britt Baker.
Can we talk about Owen Hart for a second? I was at the first ever event at the United Center, which was SummerSlam, and it was Owen against Bret. And we brought this huge sign that said the King of Hearts, Owen Hart. We were big Owen Hart fans when we were kids. How great was Owen Hart as a heel?
He's amazing. He's amazing. He's a great wrestler. He's a great heel, and he's a great technical wrestler, and he's a great person. And I didn't get to know him, but I've gotten to know his family, and particularly his widow, the great Dr. Martha Hart, and their kids, their son, Oj, and their daughter, Athena. They were recently with us at AEW Dynamite in New York, and that's where we had the opening ceremonies, the inaugural matches for the Owen Hart tournament. And we had great qualifying matches to determine who was going to get in. And then the tournament kicked off in grand style with Martha, Oj, and Athena Hart all in attendance. And I have so much respect for the Hart family. And I'm just very grateful that Dr. Martha Hart allowed us to do this and is supporting it. And she seemed to enjoy it so much. Her family have been so kind. And it means the world to us and so many of the wrestlers who, like yourselves, idolize and admire Owen Hart and his legacy in this business. And it had been so long since he was talked about or seen or recognized, and he just hasn't been honored enough. And tonight on Dynamite, with this tournament, these great matches, we have a chance to honor him. And we know at the final, there's going to be a great match at Double or Nothing. It's going to either be Adam Cole versus his longtime partner and sometimes rival, Kyle O'Reilly, which is one of the great rivalries. Could be Adam Cole versus Kyle O'Reilly, or could be Adam Cole versus Samoa Joe for the first time ever, which is a dream match itself. So that's going to be huge. And tonight we had another big semifinal with Dr. Britt Baker wrestling Toni Storm, which is another dream match for us in AEW. So tonight's card on TBS is stacked. And if you've got cable, if you get TBS, or you can go to a friend's and watch it, that isn't going to cost you anything. And it's a great price too this weekend. It's worth every penny to get Double or Nothing on pay-per-view on Sunday, Memorial Day weekend. And in Chicago, it's going to be the talk of the town with Hangman Page wrestling Chicago's favorite, the number one contender, the best in the world, CM Punk.
And the card for Double or Nothing is stacked. We didn't even mention the Young Bucks and the Hardys, which is going to be crazy. We didn't mention the Jericho Appreciation Society match with the Blackpool Combat Club, Thunder Rosa against Serena D. I mean, the card is stacked. And it's awesome. What I love about your pay-per-views, and I hope you never go to that monthly pay-per-view model, because all your pay-per-views are special. And I think once you move it to monthly, they lose being special.
I agree. I think we got something really special with our great quarterly events. And this will be a huge night of pro wrestling. And I just know that for the fans, you're going to get your money's worth out of this event. Just like when you buy great fight pay-per-views and you hope that there's a bunch of great fights in the octagon on a UFC show, I think you're going to get great action top to bottom. And there's a big ticket main event fans all over the world have been waiting to see, with Hangman Page versus CM Punk for the world title.
Just a quick few quick hits here before we go again. You got Dynamite tonight, 7 o'clock Chicago time. You got Rampage on Friday. You got Double or Nothing on Sunday on pay-per-view. AllElitewrestling.com if you want to get the pay-per-view. Does your dad watch every week?
Yeah, he watches all the time, and he comes to a lot of the shows. He was at the first dance at the United Center. He came to All Out, and he comes to many of the events. He was at Grand Slam in New York, and he'll be in Vegas this weekend.
Nice. Is there anyone on the Jaguars that I should know about for my fantasy football team, like under the radar?
I don't know about under the radar. I think Christian Kirk has been a good player in the NFL, and I think he'll get a lot of targets this year. He's a great wide receiver, and you know, there's a reason we chased him and spent some money on him in free agency. He's a great player. I think he'll do really well. It's great to have Travis Etienne back. You know, he, as a rookie, was out injured for the entire season, and he's a really dangerous player, and he's back with us in camp. So I think there'll be some players, maybe not necessarily under the radar, but players who weren't with us last year, either because they came in as rookies, free agents, or in Travis Etienne's case, he was out injured last year.
God, I'm gonna draft Christian Kirk then, and I'll probably get him later on too. So this might be like the steal of the draft.
I hope that does turn out to be the steal of the draft. That would mean we hopefully got really good production out of him, and that he did a great job for our young quarterback Trevor Lawrence.
Would you consider buying a team in Chicago? Because I would really love having you own the White Sox or the Bulls or the Bears. I mean, the Bear. Well, I guess you can't own the Bears because you own the Jaguars. But, like, could you buy the White Sox? Would you ever consider that?
I would love to own a sports team in Chicago. I think it would be great. We do a lot already and have pretty busy days already with AEW and the Jacksonville Jaguars and now Fulham in the Premier League. But yeah, it would be amazing. It would definitely be a dream come true to own a sports team in Chicago. I would never rule it out.
And then I've been saying the whole time, you have to do CM Punk and Daniel Bryan at Wrigley Field or the MJF CM Punk rematch for the title at Wrigley. Would you do something at Wrigley Field? I know that's CM Punk's dream.
It'd be interesting to do something at Wrigley Field. I've been to a good amount of events at Wrigley Field that have rained out.
Yeah.
And that's harder when you have hundreds of thousands of people that pay money for a pay-per-view and sit in a rain delay. It doesn't make as much sense.
So yeah.
One of the reasons I scouted out Arthur Ashe Stadium was they have a roof and you still can do a great stadium show with a roof. Daly's Place, we did outdoor shows for over a year with a roof. Wrigley Field would probably be my number one dream venue. I just wish there was a way to put a roof over it.
Could you just put a tent over the ring and then if it rains on the people, whatever?
I mean, again, like it would suck for the fans. If like, you know, I've been to a concerts, I've been to a ton, probably over 100 baseball games at Wrigley Field, and I've been involved in a lot of rain delays. So in general, we've never had an AEW weather delay, so it's not something we were looking to start either. And you know, we saw a pay-per-view with a weather delay a couple years ago, and it wasn't necessarily ideal.
Yeah.
So it's not, of course, now Samoa Joe, I think, looks a lot better as a wrestler than he did in a poncho. This is definitely what we want is Samoa Joe, the Ring of Honor World Television Champion, kicking asses and fighting big matches. And we got him in the biggest kind of match tonight, Owen Hart semifinals on TBS. 7 o'clock Central versus Kyle O'Reilly,
and we can't forget about
Adam Cole.
We can't forget about the United Center too. Forbidden Door. That's your pay per view with New Japan, which is something that we never thought would happen.
Huge, huge, huge event, and United Center. What a great venue we have now in Chicago,
which is great.
Yeah, it's great to be at the United Center, and we've got the Wintrust Arena also, and we run events outside the city sometimes too, around Hoffman Estates, Schaumburg. At the Now Arena, formerly the Sears Center. So we got a bunch of great venues. Chicago has always been a home to AEW and to me personally, and will continue to be for a long time. And like you said, we'll be coming back with a packed house later in June for Forbidden Door,
man,
partnering with New Japan.
So much going on. Last couple things. Any truth to the HBO Max deal? Will AEW be doing stuff with HBO Max?
I would love to get more involved with Warner Brothers Discovery in terms of streaming partnership, and it's something we talked a lot about and can continue to talk about, and I think it'd be great for the fans and great for all of us. So stay tuned. Hopefully that's something we will keep working on for the future, but I don't have any actual news on that for you today, but it's a fair question.
See, seems like a good place for Ring of Honor, maybe, and your library.
It could be. It would be great. I would love that. And I hope that it comes to that, and it would be a great home for the AEW library, the Ring of Honor library, and also I think Ring of Honor content and AEW content, not just old stuff, but I think there's a lot of new, exciting, big events and wrestling that we can put on a streaming service potentially. So we have a lot to offer, but you know, that it's brand new management, and it's a new day, and I think it's exciting times for AEW as we continue expanding.
Well, Tony, it was an honor talking to you. And again, truly, when I say thank you, I mean it. Because I remember looking in the TV guide for Saturday night's main event as just a fan of wrestling. And I know that you are a massive fan of wrestling. So it's nice to have someone like you running the show. I mean, Vince McMahon's like, you know, really old. And I don't know what's going on at WWE. We need someone like you to like take wrestling into the next couple decades. So I'm happy it's you.
Thank you, Abe. Well, I really appreciate that, man. And I really appreciate you having me on your show. You are a huge fan, and I can tell, you know, from talking to you, you love pro wrestling, and I love it too. And I know in Chicago there are so many people who love wrestling, and you know, I think we'll give the fans a great show tonight on TBS with Wednesday Night Dynamite,
at 7 Central, and look forward to a huge pay-per-view on Sunday with Double or Nothing Memorial Day weekend. Biggest event we've had and the biggest title fight in the history of this company.
And I predict CM Punk will be the next AEW champion, but that's just me.
It's going to be a big match. I can't wait to see it.
Man. Well, Tony, thank you so much, man.
Thank you, Abe. Thanks for having me on, man.
Thank you. Bye.